The church is 19 meters in height, with a length of 24 meters and a width of 12 meters. The walls of the vestibule are a cool, light green color and are decorated with a multitude of dark green twigs with elongated leaves scattered at regular intervals. The flat ceiling is pale pink. The nave is rectangular and measures some 20 meters in length with a width of 11 meters. Its walls feature white frames in the shape of vertically arranged rhombuses painted against a background of pale, muted green. They are decorated with a pattern of green leaves and small red flowers. Their petals are arranged in forms similar to crosses, resembling cross-stitch embroidery on a traditional Wemco blouse. In the center of the diamonds, there are single bouquets of flowers and fruit forming circles with dark green leaves. Above these diamond forms, some 2 meters in height, the folk painter depicted a green and white fabric with lacework edges. The play of light and shadow make it look very realistic. Above this run double lines of horizontally arranged rhombuses, alternating green and red, while the ceiling is surrounded by a floral pattern. The ceiling itself is painted in a faded pale blue and is decorated with several circular patterns featuring green and red leaves and flowers. The iconostasis, standing on the border of the nave and the chancel, is a wall composed of sacred icons painted on wooden boards. It served as a window to the world of the divine, whilst also serving as a pictorial Bible for the congregation. This wall consists of 5 rows of icons. The first row from the bottom stands on a platform known as a predella, which itself is decorated with biblical scenes. The icons in the second row are the icons of the governorate, depicting the images of the patron of the church, the Archangel Michael, as well as St. Nicholas of Myra. The icon of the Archangel Michael is known as the temple icon. Above this is a row of small round icons depicting feasts derived from New Testament events. From the left, the first 6 icons show scenes from the life of Mary, while the next 6 show scenes from the life of Christ. Between them is placed the Mandylion, or image of Edessa, an image of the face of Christ. The central icon on the 4th row is an example of Christ Pantocrator, the Almighty Christ in judgment, either side of which are icons showing the apostles. The iconostasis is crowned by an ornately decorated Byzantine cross. On either side of the cross are 3 small round icons from the 5th row. These depict figures from the Old Testament and are surrounded by fantastical gold frames in the shape of crowns. The iconostasis also houses 3 doors. The central door, made from a single board of wood, is known as the Tsar's Gate and bears a likeness of the 4 apostles. To its sides are the diaconate gates. The door surrounds depict the images of Melchizedek and Aaron. In the center of the chancel, the main altar stands under a wooden canopy on slender columns. It has the form of a table with a rectangular tabernacle on it. The walls here, too, are decorated with paintings. All around, under the ceiling, runs a pattern imitating a textured green and red fabric. Below, the walls are covered with vertical green branches against a background of gray, green, and yellow rectangles. The flat ceiling imitates the sky. The sun, moon, and many tiny yellow stars shine on the blue background. In the middle, exactly above the tabernacle, is painted a yellow square surrounded by clouds. On this background is a triangle with an eye. This is the symbol of the Eye of Providence and is surrounded by rays of light and the heads of angels.